April 25, the Holy Spirit, representative of Christ. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John 14:26. That Christ should manifest himself to them and yet be invisible to the world was a mystery to the disciples. They could not understand the words of Christ in their spiritual sense. They were thinking of the outward visible manifestation. They could not take in the fact that they could have the presence of Christ with them and yet he be unseen by the world. They did not understand the meaning of a spiritual manifestation. The great teacher longed to give the disciples all the encouragement and comfort possible, for they were to be sorely tried. But it was difficult for them to comprehend his words. They had yet to learn that the inward spiritual life, all fragrant with the obedience of love, would give them the spiritual power they needed. The promise of the Comforter presented a rich truth to them. It assured them that they should not lose their faith under the most trying circumstances. The Holy Spirit sent in the name of Christ was to teach them all things and bring all things to their remembrance. The Holy Spirit was to be the representative of Christ, the advocate who is constantly pleading for the fallen race. He pleads that spiritual power may be given to them, that by the power of one mightier than all the enemies of God and man, they may be able to overcome their spiritual foes. Continued on tape number 5.